Okay, so this is the Shiur of Derech Etz Chaim. We got up to page Kuf Pei Ches Vehine. Alright, so just last time we were speaking about that a person should do Cheshbon HaNefesh and should think about what he's looking for. And today we're going to discuss what are those things a person should be thinking of. Hine, hachakira harishona, the first thing the person should be choked, should be thinking deeply about. Asher tachko, which you should think about. Halo hi, al kavanat yitbarach shemo. Kavanato yitbarach shemo. The kavana of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Al ma, on what? V'lama bara et habriya hagdola hazot. For what? Did he create? Right? And why did he create this big creation? So there's two questions in one. For what reason? For what and why? What do you mean for what and why? So you said, Daniel explained here, that what means what he created it for, what's the reason he created. And why is the reason behind that creation? Still sounds to me a little bit like the same question. What he created it for, and why the understanding of the what, the understanding of what it was created for. So he created for this, and we have to understand why this is a good reason, why this makes sense to be created for this. Okay. Va'altona, and don't say, now a person who says, you know, like, what is a person who come after HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand his machshavos? How can you understand the machshavos? Right? Hava mikra meid, and the Torah says, ma'od anachu machshavotecha. They're very deep, the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand it. How can we even consider those thoughts? This is someone, an arrogant person. It seems like an arrogant person, like he has a big heart in the sense that he thinks heart bigger than himself, that he can understand the intention of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Adarav, says Rambam. Al zeh ne'emar, on this it says, Sod Hashem l'reav. The depths, the foundation, the secrets of Kodesh Baruch Hu, those are to those who fear him. Ubriato, ubrito, lodiam, and his covenant, he will make known to them. This is a very important passage. First we see it's associated with Yira. It means to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu is an anaf of Yira. To understand these questions in half a year. A year isn't, do you do the right thing? Do you kodesh yid sahara? Right? Year is understanding. Why is that? Because there's, the kodesh yid sahara is, could be a fear of onish, fear of punishment. Right? But an understanding of kodesh baruch should bring a person, right, to an awe of him, a year, a higher level of year, in which case, just as a person, yeah, understands very clearly, if he touches a fire, he's going to get burned. He understands that this thing in creation is a bad thing, intrinsically. He won't touch it. He understands the creation so well, right? And the purpose of creation, that these things are irrelevant for him to be doing. So the deepening of a person's understanding of his creation is the more all he has from his creator, and the more he's in tune with what he's supposed to be doing, and doing it. Because a person won't go against his mind. I mean, he'll have a desire, but he won't go against his mind if it's so clear. No one will eat a poison which is very, very tasty. If he knows it's poison, it's clear to him it's poison. The only reason we eat things which we, or we do things which are wrong, so you don't have that clarity that it's a poison. Now it says, Ubrito lohodia, and his bris, his covenant, is those who will make known to them. We need to make known to them his covenant. Vuhu hasod hakolel kol inyan hamasim asher asa. This is the foundation that includes all the actions which he does, asher ose, which he does, v'sha'acharav nimshachim kol chukot habriyah. And after them go all the, how do you say chukot, the laws of the creation. Kashesh sam neshamayim v'la'aretz kol toldotayim. It's like we place in the heavens and the earth, and all that is generated comes from them. All these great actions, all find one purpose. And this is the foundation that is written in this pasuk. Okay, so he's explaining that what does it mean? Sod l'reyav, Hashem l'reyav. That means when a person understands the bria, you'll understand how everything in the bria eventually comes back to this one concept. Everything. From the smallest little action in the creation, a person will understand how it's related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis, his purpose in the world. That's a very, very big idea. I'll go back. Alright, the question is, how is this an answer to the question? We might have thought this is an arrogant thing for us to try and understand the machshavas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we'll bring this out of the pasuk that says that this is a very important thing. This is a sod, this is a foundation, this is a secret he gives those who fear him. Right? That means it's not an arrogant thing to do. When a person's involved in this, this is Adarab, but this is a way of a person coming to Yiras HaRomamut, a person coming to an awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he understands what he's being created for, what he's living for. And when he does that, it'll give him the year, it'll give him that clarity of knowing what he's living for. And it isn't an arrogant thing, this is his tachlis. His tachlis is to understand why he's here. His tachlis is to understand. And it's something that he can understand. It says the previous pasuk, we can't understand a great Baruch Hu. We can't understand him intrinsically. But from our point of view, we can understand him. We can understand why we're here from our point of view. From his point of view, it's, of course it's gaiva to think. Right? It's worse than gaiva. I mean, it's gaiva to the extent that it's a avodah zara. You know? I can understand God. God's less than me. Chas v'shalom. Right? Anything you can understand means you can put it, you can contain it. You can't understand God. God defines you, not we defining God. So what we're saying here is we can understand God. It's like we can get closer to understanding from our point of view. And that closeness will give us an understanding of our lives, an understanding of our purpose. That yira comes from a lotion of ria, seeing. When a person has yira chamayim, he has a clear seeing. He clearly understands what he's here for.
Yes.
Yeah, it's clear to him. So you live according to that. That's your Shemayim. If anything, it's the hepech of arrogance. Because when a person understands the depth of his Creator, that brings him to an awe and a hachna and a humility that something is so deep and such a deep purpose, and that every aspect of his life is guided in a certain way and with a certain purpose in every single thing that he does. The more a person lives with that clarity, the more he sees every single action in his life as a sign of that. It means that a person can, you know, it could be something will happen in the street to a person. You know, say someone will be, I don't know, something will happen to him. Right? Most of us will just brush it off as if nothing happened. But a person who lives all the time and realizes that everything that's happening to him is a direct revelation of his Creator. So he'll take that and he'll think, what is this here for? Why did this happen to me? What is this teaching me? And he'll learn from that. And through those small things, the details, that's called Hashgacha Pratis. That a person lives with a certain hashgacha that every single part of his life the Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved with. And the deepening of that hashgacha is the deepening of his Yirat Shemayim. The deepening of the understanding of that is the deepening of his Yirat Shemayim. That everything that happens to him happens for a reason. He might not understand that yet, but he's in the process of working it out. It might take him years before he says, ah, now I understand why that happened to me. Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense, that bad thing or that good thing, whatever it was. But he understands it in the realm of his life as a whole. Right? That's what he's saying. All what happens from the heavens and the earth and all that's generated from them, he'll understand is for this one purpose. And that purpose, obviously, simply speaking, is making that connection with his creator. So the understanding of our creator is making that connection itself. And the more we understand our lives, the more we understand the depths of our lives and the pratim, the details of our lives and where we're going, yeah? The more we have that clarity and the closer we are, which is our tachlis, which is our purpose to get that closeness through our own toil and understanding. We said in the beginning, the neficha, the blowing of that coal, the bonanut, the cheshbon, right? Bo cheshbon doesn't mean only cheshbon and efesh, what avera that is. No, it doesn't mean that. Bo cheshbon with sin doesn't mean that. Bo cheshbon means understanding your life. It's not, today I did those affairs, today I did these mitzvahs, tick off, or you know, I give myself a chart. It doesn't mean that. It means deepening our understanding of life. Thinking about why this happened to me, what I'm living for, what happened today, right? Trying to understand. Sometimes life isn't so easy, you know? Gemara isn't easy, right? When you start, Chumash is easy? Not easy. You read it the first time, nice little story. You read it the second time, not such a simple story. You read it the third time, it's Bichlal, not a story. It's something much, much deeper. There's fourth and fifth and sixth, add times to read these things and understand. And every time there's a new layer. And you think, life? There's another new layer? You go back to your life, you read, you know, things which seem to be simple. Seems to be, it just happened to me. Now you look back on it, and it was a major, major thing that happened to you in your life, which changed where your life went. It might have been that bad thing never happened to you. You would never have thought of being maybe in yeshiva. Who knows? Or you had the habit of, you know, you wouldn't have done that. And being in yeshiva brought you to this, or brought you to your wife, or brought you to that, or brought you... Small little things. I remember I was in America. It's a small little thing. And I was, what's it called, shidduchim's not one of the easiest things in the world to do with your children. It's like, you know, it's nisim gluyim. Like, really, it's nisim. And I was in America, and someone asked me to stay over for Shabbaton. And I told them, look, I'm on my way out, I'm on my way to Miami, you know, I can't stay. So I was asked again and again. So I agreed to stay. I didn't really want to stay, but they asked me, so I stayed. And I stayed, and I was at the person's table. And in conversation, you know, polite conversation, you know, how many children do you have, that sort of thing. I have a daughter in Shidduchim, da da da. Okay, you know, polite conversation, nothing like deep. And said, oh, I have a boy. So okay, took the name of the boy. You know, went back home. It wasn't like, you know, my daughter's in Israel, the boy's in America, like, didn't think anything. Then I was off, different place, and my daughter decided with her mother she's going to go to America. Without me, and the, you know, she's going to visit a friend in America. She was staying there, a little bit of a holiday. She needed a bit of a break. Wasn't there for Shidduchim Bichlal? So she's already in America, and she was in Shidduchim. This boy came up, we looked into it. I said, no. The last day of her flight, the last day, she didn't want to go out. My daughter didn't want to go out. The last day of her flight. I said, go out, what do you lose? Convinced her, she went out. I phoned her up, I think it was 7 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, got up because I had to change the flight. I like him, Abba. She married him. Had I not stayed that extra weekend, right? Had she not gone to America when I wasn't around, right? Had she not listened to me, just to go out with the boy that she didn't want to go out with, She would have been married to him. What sort of chain of events is that? It's ridiculous if you think about it, right? Small little things. But that's life. If you look back in your life, those small little things, there's someone over there guiding something, you know? It looks like, you know, like the Megillah? Looks like a small little chain of events. So when you look about them, each one is like, oh, that's what happened. Oh, now I understand that's why this happened. Oh, I understand that's why that happened. And then this whole Megillah is written of your life. And each little event seems nothing special. So you stay for a weekend to give a shiur. You could have stayed, you could have not stayed. So casual conversation. So he mentions a name. It happens to often people mention names. You don't look into them. Especially if you're a different career, right? All of a sudden my daughter goes to America without me knowing it. My wife, my daughter, how often are you? It's the first time in America. You know, I usually organize those sort of things. My wife and my daughter organize it, doesn't happen often. Then the last day of her flight, she didn't want anyone to go out with him as she went out. The rest is history. Right? Two grandchildren, the rest is history, right? Yeah, I know. If a person really looks deep into his lives, he will see those chain of events. It might take him a while before he looks back and sees them, but they will be there. That's a Nesa Megillah. And that's what a person is commanded to look. That's a Hashkacha. Everything is for that Tachlis. There's a certain Tachlis here in the world. You have a certain purpose. Work it out. When you work it out, you will see that He's bringing you to it. You're making a decision, but He's guiding you along the way. That's Sod Hashem Nireyav. It's a sod, it's a secret, but it's a foundation. It's a foundation of Ayamuna. You understand? V'hachukim, and the laws, asher hushamu, that are placed, al pi hakavanah hazo, according to this intention, v'klalutam, and they are all included, they're all, like the generality of them, hu habrit, this is the covenant, asher hizki, u'brita lehodiyam, this is the claim, hu habrit, asher sam lechol nivra, this is the covenant he put to all of creation. Now think about this, it's a covenant. A bris is a treaty between us and our Creator. La'amod al-mat kunato v'lo yasu. That a person will stand on this covenant, right? And he won't go away from it. In other words, there's a bris that you are going to go in this direction that you're supposed to be going. V'hu nirmaz b'mila b'reishis. Says b'reishis, brit eish. K'mo shepirshu b'tikunim tikun kaf aleph. So he's saying here, there's a bris, there's a covenant of fire between you and your Creator. Right? What is that? B'rito l'odiyam. That this will be made known to you, your purpose. If it won't be made known to you, stam, it will be made known to you if you delve in it, if you look for it. You will make known what your purpose is. It's a promise, it's a bris, it's a covenant. That every single person, if he thinks deeply and spends the time to understand, he will understand this Bira HaDoleket, this world and how it's his world and how it's dolekit, how what fires it, what pushes it, what manhig it, how it goes, what's it there for. That's what Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu understood the Bira Dolekit. Everyone in us has that Avram. That's the shorish of the Jewish people, but also in the whole world. Avram is Av Hamon Goyim. Everyone can understand that. The deeper you are, the bigger your neshama, so a yid, it's a deeper neshama, right? It's a bigger, you can understand on a deeper level. But everyone can understand. Every bria can understand its tachlis, its purpose. And that's a bris. It's a covenant. That means it's a promise. You do it, you'll understand. There's no such thing as, how do you understand such a thing? No. That's what you're here for. And there's a promise that you can understand it. Give this man. You don't have to be the biggest, you know, the Rogachov of the world. You don't have to be the biggest genius in the world. He gave you enough sechel for every single person to understand their purpose. The reason most people don't understand it is a big kasha. If that's true, look at the world. The majority of people are just lost. You know? Dunkin' Donuts, whatever, McDonald's, right? Conversion of the birds for drugs, right? Look. What are they there for? Frojos or Froyos, whatever they call it. What? Some sort of... What happened to them? That's what we said last week. When you live with the left side of your heart, when you live with your animalistic side, your other side is going to be forgotten. There's a call there, but you have to be noshef. You have to blow. You have to be mitbonen. The world, Paro, like the Sri Sharma said, he said, Paro is always there to put on the avoda and to make you forget about your real avoda. And that's the main thing. The main thing, we said that last week, we're saying this again. The main thing is itbonanut. The delving and the thinking. If a person spends his time really thinking about life, not thinking for the moment what's keflo, right? What's fun for him? What's he going to enjoy the next few moments of his existence? But what this existence is for? And living with that long-term view of existence and deepening that understanding and being open to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu guide him in his life. Being open to seeing, this is telling me something. What is it telling me? You might not get an answer, but be open to it. It must be telling me something, I don't know. There's a kasha, there's some here, I have a kasha, don't know a terrorist. But you know you have a kasha, you're going to come back to it. You're going to think about it. This is the foundation of life. This is what makes the difference between someone who's a Yirei Shemayim, who's not. This is what Yirei Shemayim is. Thinking about your life. This is what he's telling us. What did God create the world for and why? What am I here for? Why am I here? What did he create me for? Why? You're not a little boric, a little, like a little screw in a big machine. It's not true. We're going to see this soon. He's going to speak about this. And it's not guidance. It's not guiding. This is not arrogance. Not arrogance to realize a person's worth. Lehefach. The Yetzer Hara comes to a person and tells him, you're a screw. What's enough to mean what you do? Go and enjoy life. Enjoy because you're worthless. You're not important. Just a little peg. Look how many Chinamen there are in the world, you know? So one more Jew, who cares? I mean, you do get 31% Nobel Prizes, but I'm not talking about that. And there's not even the clever ones. The clever ones are in Yeshiva. Ach, kedei lahagia, in order to reach them, tatchil lidrosh nivraim mi hu aikari. It's an interesting question. In order to understand this, think of who in the creation is the main. Now, he's going to talk about the simple ones, right? But this question continues. hadomen, like stones. Those, how do you call that in English? Those which just, literally it means those which are asleep. Like a stone is active. It looks like it's like dead. It's like asleep. Hatsomech, that which somech, which grows. Va'achai, that which lives. Right? Hem einayim korim bevadai. That's clear. Those are the main things in life. Right? So that's clear. Do I should I spend my life saving the whale? Think. If things are, think, you have to think. If those things aren't the most important in life, I'm not saying there shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't look after the world you live in, you shouldn't clutter it up, you should ozone and stuff like that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be, you know, you should clean yourself, you should look after your environment, of course, but what? So that man can continue in the world.
Right.
But is it more important to save an African than a whale? No, it's the shayla.
Yeah.
If I don't have enough money for two of them, where should my money and my effort be going?
Towards the men.
It's an obvious question, right? So why are people still trying to save the whale? Does it make sense? Well, dog's rights, I don't know what, right? You know, God knows what they're... I don't know what people think. But there's something very, very basic here. You have to understand. Unless the person has a wrong concept of life. That he sees an animal and himself as an animal. So if you're an animal, this is an animal, and this is a small animal that can't look after itself. So I should look after the small animal, because I'm also an animal. I don't know what their thinking is. But a normal person, if they think, it's a simple thing he's telling us here. Do live for what's main. So it's clear to us those aren't main. So that's a simple answer. There's nothing to discuss here. Ki ein to'elet b'maaseihem. There's no purpose, or not purpose, to'elet is like, doesn't help their actions. V'ein lehem sechel v'havana. They don't have mind and thinking, depth of thought. They can communicate, but I'm sure when the dolphins talk, they're not talking about, did God create the world? What was the reason for creation? Right? Maybe, how are we going to beat this fish? Right? They don't think about that.
As far as we know.
As far as, I'm pretty certain.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure they can work out wave patterns, and when they put a fish in front of a dolphin, they see a certain wave pattern, right? Or they put, I don't know what. I mean, this behavior you can see. Forget dolphins. Forget dolphins. Let's take human beings, right?
Right.
You can see from human beings, right? There's certain types of human beings you know aren't thinking these questions. They're living animalistic lives. Why would you go dolphins? When you talk to them, they tell you about their lives. You understand very quickly that these people aren't living like what we're talking about here. They're living like dolphins, where they can get food, where they get a nice car, with a nice house, right? So dolphin wants a nice house as well, I assume. But not a house, but a place to be. It's the same thing as a house. What's enough for me now? So he doesn't paint it. So he has a nice coral reef to play on, right? Probably, but it's nicer. There's no pollution there or anything, right? It's very easy to tell what a person's living from when you talk to them. It doesn't take long. Well, have you met people like that?
What?
Nimsa, so he says, what's left? Bnei Adam, v'malachim. So that's a very simple thing we understand. The purpose of life is for these people. For men or angels. If you don't believe in angels, say you're left with men. Right? But we believe in angels, that is spiritual beings. Because you did rush out in your name. When you think about them, Tim Sahiyot Ben Adam Ika, that man is the main person. purpose of creation. Now that we know that, it changes our whole outlook on life. Because now I'm going to be doing something, I should be doing it for the purpose of mankind, whatever that purpose is. And certainly for the purpose of my life. You may not need even me. For not for myself, who am I? The malachim tefillin there. The malachim are only shluchim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're tofel to man. They're only there to carry out Kodesh Baruch Hu's word to influence this world for man. They're subservient in a certain way to God's will. We aren't. We have free will. That's what changes us. We can invoke His will. We're going to see that soon. V'zeh asod pirusho hamishor Hashem Adonenu ma'adin shimcha b'chol ha'aretz. Hashem, Lord, how great is your name in the whole world. Asher t'na hodecha al ha'shamayim. You placed your hod, your glory on the heavens. Ki hu yada ha'inyan al amito. He knows this concept in a true way. Eich shakolish baruch hu mekabel koach. How kolish baruch hu receives strength. Kiviyachol. We can't speak about kolish baruch hu. We're talking from our point of view. Kiviyachol. Mimase bnei adam. From our actions. Lif'ol tova imahim. To give good with them. Im kol habriot. With all the creation. Means what I do. Or one of us does. Something good in the world. That goodness comes to us. It comes to the whole world through us. That's what makes man the toughness of creature. That free will to invoke God's influence in the world. And to bring that shefa, to bring that influence to the whole world. To be mechaber shamayim v'aretz, to connect the heavens to the earth. We do that every time we do a mitzvah, every time we do a good deed, every time we have a good thought, every time we say a kind word, every sentence, every word, every letter of Torah, every letter of tefillah. Look how powerful we are. We can influence God. Now, you have to understand something. Kiviyachol, but that's what it is. We're bringing the world the tachliso. We're bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemayim La'aretz. That's the tachlis of the world. And we do that through understanding the world. And we do that with our small actions. How big is an action of which shoe you tie first? And I should tie my left shoe because I put my left tefillin on first. And like we said, the concept of shoe to tefillin. You understand it now, right? The shoe connects you to your goof. Tefillin connects you to your neshama. So, it's a remnant. But it means when I'm putting on my shoe, I'm thinking about my tefillin. I'm understanding. I'm being mitchabed to the world because I'm also, what did I get when I got up in the morning? I got my neshama. I'm mitchabed to my neshama. Mode ani lefanecha. The depth of every action, we can't live on that level. We're not so deep people that we can hold on that level to understand the depths of our actions. The depths of our actions. Unbelievable. Small actions. Do we need to be saving the whales? Isn't that a bit of a waste of someone's life? I'm not saying it's not a good thing. It's a bit of a waste. Consider what a person can do. Take a gold goblet and plant a flower in it. You have, when a person, that's what, we explain this, that's what functionality is. Functionality of a person is, that's what's lehitiv. The person expresses all that functionality. Whereas when it's broken, when you use something in a dysfunctional way, it's broken. If a cup has a hole, I can't drink from it, so I use it as a vase. It's not dysfunctionality, but it's broken as a cup. But if it's not broken as a cup, or if it's a gold goblet, I use it, I'm breaking it. That's ra. Ra is what? Broken. Understand? So when man understands, and only when man understands the depth of his functionality, can he use himself in the proper way. So the way a person removes that ra from him is when he has a depth of understanding of who he is. Doesn't mean he knows he's this or he's that. He understands what he's living for. It's not Maya Briggs thing. When I tell you, you're intuitive, you're this, you're that. It's an important thing to know. It's an important thing. That's a basic understanding of self. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about what you're here for. What you're living for. What your life's about. That's a much harder question. And that will give the person his proper functionality. And that was the removal of Ra in the world. That's what he said, that's what means Torah Tavlin. This Itbonanut is such a fundamental concept. It's the Sharish of all Tzidkus. It's the Sharish of all Yirat Shamayim. And it says, but a person understands that, and he does the proper thing, right? Tznu oz lelokim, he gives strength to his Creator. For gam, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, amar, tzu yiladecha teshi, right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave birth to you, you're weakening him. V'yadanu mizeh, if a person does chas v'shalom averus, right? Ki maaseh Yisrael, mosifim koach b'gvurato shelemana, it gives strength above to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh seder it orot lefi hachok asher sam hamatzi b'rav shemo. And this is the order, right? You know, this is how it works. That orut, there's excitation, when there's an awakening. There's a chok, there's a rule. There's an awakening by you that brings a shefa, brings an influence above. This concept is the concept of mida keneged mida. There's two hanhagas in the world. There's the hanhaga, the way a person deals with the world, of mida keneged mida, right? That a person, right? How he deals with his life in the world, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moded him. If he's meitiv, if he does good in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meitiv him, will do good to him. Chas v'shalom does ra, lehefech. Understand? That's this midah. There's a higher level, which he hasn't yet spoken about. Yisrael po'olim lemata ba'aretz. The Jewish people work here in the land. Umachzikim kocho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They give koach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'as ha'koach shenitchazek. This koach which is strengthened. Mareh hodo v'meshartim ha'omdim apkudot ha'masim nasotam. Gives his hod, gives his glory to those mesharatim, those who are serving him, who stand waiting for the command to do these hamasim, kudat hamasim nasotam, to do the actions. That's what these malachim are there for. We now just did this mitzvah, a simple mitzvah, a certain thought. There's all these angels waiting. They get that thought, goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That thought deserves this shefer in the world. And it comes to the world. This mitzvah brings this to the world. Through you it comes. The shefer comes through you, that it's made to you, but it's the whole world. You're not doing it for you. It's not a selfish thing. You're doing it for the world. You're doing it for everyone in the world. So if the goyim understood what the base of Mikdash was for them, they would force us to build it. They would be standing and making sure we would do the avoda. They would put us at the yeshiva. They'd be the biggest kira group in the world, right? We'd all be sitting, all 40 million would be here in Israel, right? Sitting and steiging away. when you're saying through angels, it doesn't mean there's, you know, there's God sitting over there, and like there's a little angel over says, go do your job, go do your job.
Right.
Oh, okay. It's just a way of expression. It's obviously it's God doing it.
Right.
It's just that it's mishtal shel. It goes down in a form that kiviyachol, it's like an emanation of Him, right? So like, if a person was what's it called, you know, happen certain things, you know, like he needed some money and all of a sudden he walks in the street, oh, he finds 50 shekel with note, right? Okay, Shabbos of Eid doesn't need to do it. So he picks up, now he has 50 shekels, right? Now he can do what he had to do with it, right? So,
right.
Is this little angel fly down from heaven and put a 50 shekels there? No, I don't know. Yeah, don't have to look at it that way. It could be someone lost it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was so bad the inyanim in the world that that happened. It'll be al derech hateva. It'll be al derech hateva. I just learned, Rav Moshe told us in Maharal last week, that everything, every nace, if it was given enough time, could happen al pi hateva. That means a nace, in a certain way, it has to come through derech hateva. The bigger the nace is, the shortening of the time that that thing occurs, right? But teva also is nace, according to that. Mm-hmm. Even the chokim in the world are nace. It's just that we understand that it took its right time to happen. Yeah? Now, so if a man does a thought, let it fix directly the world. It does. The concept really is that if your thought, the influence of the thought, right? You do a certain, like Gemara says, pitchuli petach shel machat, open me the opening of a machat, of a needle, and I open to you the opening of the ula, right? It's a much, much bigger opening. The shefa that comes, the influence that comes to the world because of that action that you did is infinite fold the action itself. But the payment is not something we can understand. It's a big chesed. What we get given for doing a mitzvah is infinite fold shefa that the mitzvah, in a certain sense, the action itself in this world can do. Understand? So it goes up and it comes back in influence. The influence is much bigger than the actual mitzvah. It is midah k'neged midah, but midah k'neged midah in a way that we really can't understand. Ukafi, Ukafi mashu mit orer lasot. According to what you are awakened to do, lechen kol hitorut shiye hamelech baruch hu mit orer lasot. Anything that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is awakened to do, yira'eh ha'inyan b'misharatav ha'omdim al pkudat ha'masim lasot. You will see it in his servants, so to speak, who are standing there to do the actions that he wants them to do. And according, they do according to the action from the radiance that is going to come from him. That means, we do an action, right? It's that concept of it, orut miletata, an awakening from below, brings it orut milamana, right? It means our actions, even though they seem physical, you make a brocha and you eat food. Pretty physical action, right? But that bracha changes the eating of the food. And you're eating for the food so you have strength, so you can learn, so you can do mitzvahs. The eating is now a mitzvah. You're enjoying it. Goes on, enjoy. Shabbos, you don't enjoy the food. You have a mitzvah to enjoy on Shabbos. And the weekday, you're allowed to enjoy. There's no issa to enjoy. If the enjoyment gives you koach to do your avoda, you're supposed to enjoy. It's the enjoyment itself is giving you koach. If the enjoyment itself gives you a koach, right? In theory, I can eat something which is pure enjoyment. It's not good for me. Let's assume it's not bad for me as well, but okay. It's not bad for me long term, let's say. Right? Even short term, it's not bad for me, right? Cake. Can I eat cake? Why can't you eat cake?
You can eat cake.
Hey, of course you can eat cake. You enjoy it, that enjoyment gives you koach. And with that koach that you have, you're going to do avodas Hashem. Now the next year you're going to hear better because you're full, you had a piece of cake, it relaxed you, whatever it did, right? Doesn't matter. You enjoyed it, gave you koach. That koach is something that you're going to now use to do Avodas Hashem. So the eating of the cake was Avodas Hashem. Eating a piece of cake is Avodas Hashem. Not even whole wheat flour, right? Right? That's Avodas Hashem. And on Shabbos, you can even eat trans fats. Okay.